Title: Charlie T Masterclass. Shape the old school DNB Jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12 for sub-heavy sound system pressure. Intro: Hi, welcome. In this masterclass, we'll shape an old school drum and bass jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12, resample it, and sculpt it into a two-layered result that hits hard on club subs, while keeping the top end alive. This lesson is beginner-friendly. We'll keep the MIDI simple, walk through resampling, and use only Live stock devices. Follow the steps and you'll have a punchy, resampled ARP ready for sound system translation. What you will build by the end, you'll have a short MIDI arpeggio in Waveeatable or simpler with a classic jungle vibe, a recorded resample of that ARP, two processed layers, a mono, sub-heavy low layer and a cleaned, saturated stereo top layer. Final bus processing that glues everything together for club-level low-end. Setup: start by setting your BPM to 174-176. Create a MIDI track named ARP and load Waveeatable or simpler. Make a 1 or 2-bar MIDI clip. That's your sketch. A. Create the old-school jungle ARP. Choose a bright, harmonically rich Waveeatable. Try analog basic saw or an FM bellish table for metallic chop. Tight amp envelope. Attack near zero. Decay around 200-350 ms. Sustain low, release 50-120 ms. Add a little filter resonance and set a low pass cutoff around 48 kHz for body. Insert Ableton's arpeggiator before the synth. Set rate to 1/16 or 1/16T. Gate around 80%. Style up slash down or as played. Play a 3/4 note minor or pentatonic pattern and use velocity variation for shuffle. Add slight timing offsets or note length tweaks for swing. B. Prepare resampling routing. Create an audio track called Resample. Set its audio from to resampling to capture the master output, or choose the ARP track directly if you want a dry capture. Arm resample to record, set levels so you don't clip, and set a loop brace over your 1-2 bar phrase for consistent takes. C. Resample the ARP record 2-4 bars. Stop and name the new clip ARP Resample A. You now have a baked audio version to work with. D. Quick edits and warping. Double-click the audio clip and enable warp if you need transients locked to the grid. For rhythmic ARPs, use Beats mode. For fuller melodic content, try Complex Pro, but watch for low-end smearing. Trim the clip to a single loop and consolidate so the sample is clean. E. Create sub and top layers from the resample. Duplicate the resample track twice and name the copies ARP top and ARP sub. ARP sub. Mono low, insert a Q8 and set a low pass at roughly 120-150 Hz with a steep slope to isolate low content. Put utility after EQ and set width to 0% to mono the low band. Add a light multiband dynamics on the low band to tighten it. Create a new MIDI track called Subsign. Load operator, choose a pure sign on OSC A, and set octave to -1 or -2 depending on your root. Program long sustained notes that follow the ARP's root. On the subsign track, use EQ8 to focus the sign, high pass around 40 Hz and low pass around 200 Hz. Group subsign and ARP sub into ARP low and run a glue compressor, with a slow attack and medium release to glue them. Why both? The filtered resample keeps the character of the original ARP's low harmonics, while the sign gives clean sub energy that translates on systems. ARP top. Stereo character. On ARP top, use EQ8 to high pass around 30-60 Hz and freed up the subspace. Boost lightly between 2-6 kHz for presence as needed. Add a saturator for grit. Placed before heavy low cut. Use subtle chorus, phaser, or ping-pong delay at 1/16 dotted for jungle groove. If you want wider highs without missing low phase, duplicate the top. High pass the duplicate above 200 Hz and widen that band with utility. Keep lows narrow. F. Resculpt by resampling again for chopped stabs. Create a new audio track called ARP Chop. Set its input to resampling or to ARP Top, and record live takes. Use clip start offsets, warp beats, and transient edits to create stutters. Consolidate good chops and drag loops into simpler to play chromatically if you want pitched stabs. G. Glue and final touches for sound system pressure. Bus ARP Low and ARP Top into an ARP Bus. On ARP Bus, gentle HP at 30 Hz. Conservative boost between 80-120 Hz if you need warmth. Multiband dynamics to compress the low band slightly. Aim for gentle control, not crushing. For saturation, place an EQ before the saturator to high pass below -120 Hz so only mid/high get driven. Add final glue compressor with slow attack, medium release to blend the signal. If you can, use a frequency-dependent width rack, so anything below your crossover around 120 Hz is mono and above it can be widened. At minimum, keep ARP sub utility width at 0%. H. kick/arp interaction sidechain the sub sign and optionally arp sub to your kick. Use a compressor sidechain with fast attack and medium release so the kick punches through. Check in mono and on headphones. The kick and sub should not fight. Reduce sub level or retune if necessary. I. Final resample when satisfied, arm a fresh audio track, set its input to the ARP bus or resampling, and record your final loop. Export or save it and you can drag it back into Simpler or Waveitable for more variations. Common mistakes to avoid: leaving the low end in stereo, mono your lows below -120 Hz, saturating the whole signal. Don't apply distortion to the sub, relying only on filtered resample for low translation. Add tune sign. Overcompressing the sub band. Use gentle ratios. Forgetting to sidechain sub to kick. This often creates muddiness on systems. Pro tips: tune your sub sign to the root. Use spectrum or a tuner if unsure. Record multiple resample takes with different arpeggiator settings and layer the best parts. Use Simpler's warping sparingly. For clean pitch changes, re-record at the new pitch. For analog warmth, add soft saturator on the top band only. Automate width or saturation for drops vs verses so the track breathes. Mini practice exercise: make a 2-bar ARP in Waveitable with arpeggiator at 1/16T. Record 4 bars to a resample track. Duplicate the recording to ARP top and ARP sub. On ARP sub, EQ 8 low pass at 140 Hz and utility width 0%. On ARP top, HP at 60 Hz and a touch of saturator. Create an operator sign tuned to the ARP root, sidechain it to your kick, and then record a final resample of the combined bus. Export and listen in mono, fix clashes. Recap: we sketched a MIDI ARP, resampled it, split it into a mono sub and a saturated stereo top, added a tune sign sub, used frequency selective saturation and compression, and resampled again to lock in a club-ready loop. Key rules: keep the sub mono, layer a clean sign for translation, and process frequency selectively. Resample iteratively to get the crunchy, tape-eaten jungle character that still hits on big systems. Closing mindset: think of resampling as freezing a sketch into something you can deliberately sculpt. Work iteratively, sketch, resample, split, process, resample. Save presets for your sign and effect racks, and build macros to move from bedroom to club settings fast. The sub must be perfect, the top can be playful. That's it. Now go record some takes, chop them up, and make a jungle ARP that really bangs on the dance floor.